पावन सीताराम केशव माधव राजा राम माधव राजा राम पतित पावन सीताराम पतित पावन सीताराम राम राम जय राजा राम 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 जय सीताराम राम राम जय राजा राम 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 जय सीताराम राम 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 सीताराम राम 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 सीताराम राम 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 सीताराम राम 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 सीताराम जय जय राम सीताराम जय जय राम सीताराम जय जय राम सीताराम जय जय राम सीताराम राम 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 Why? Because we worship Bhagavan in the form of Rama mainly for Dharma. And we are going to start the topic of Dharma now. He wants to wind up the chapter. this topic. And he says, come on, it's all fine, nice to know. No, there's no difference. Not nice to know, it's a fact. Whether we accept it or not, it is a fact. There is no such a thing called a difference. Where is the difference? Prove the difference. Show me the difference. Help me listen to the difference. Where is the difference? How will you prove? It's a pramanam, no? No pramanam can establish the difference. Therefore, there is no such a thing called a difference. Therefore, difference is mithya. Differences are mithya. Therefore, the objects are mithya. Whole jagat is mithya. Knower known difference is mithya. Vishwa tajasa pragya difference is mithya. Any difference in anything is mithya. Everything is mithya. Mithya is only a seeming appearance of satyam. how to have this vision. To have this vision, he says, what is the vision? How to have this? He's going to say that. Vitaraga bhaya krodhaihi.
Vitaraga bhaya krodhaihi.
Munibhar veda paragaihi. Nirvikalpohyayam drishtaha. Prapanchopashamodvayah. Ayam Atma Drishtaha. Brahma, Param Brahma, the substance. Now we are leaving substantive, okay? That substance, the reality, absolute reality, ultimate truth, the substance implied by the substantive, the truth of everything, the reality of everything, the substance implied by the substantive Brahma is none other than the substance implied by the substantive Atma. And that substance is what? Is actually Advayaha, non-dual, secondless. And that substance is the substance which alone appears as this prapancha. Where does the universe exist? That you're experiencing exists, where does it? The universe is that Brahman. So prapancha, that in which the universe exists. That in which the name and form ocean exists. Is the water. Similarly, that in which this entire prapancha, the cosmos exists is what now? Prapancha upashamaha, that reality. And that reality is what now? Nirvikalpaha, that which is indivisible, divisionless, partless, whole. I am Atma Drishtaha, this self being, this self means what? The substance implied by the term Atma, the substance implied by the term Atma, the self being non-dual, secondless, divisionless, indivisible, partless, whole, the consciousness, has been or becomes known or seen, becomes revealed. For whom? To those people. Becomes known for those people. Becomes revealed to those people. Who are the people? Veda Paragaha. Veda Paragaha means Paraha, Param means the other side, the shore. Samudra Param, Nadi Param means that, suppose the Param means a shore, bank, is called Param. Veda Param means what now? The end of Veda, isn't it? Parangataha means the one who has reached the other side. Nadi Parangataha, one has reached other side of the river. Veda Paragaha means the one who has the profound, thorough knowledge of the Vedantic vision. So Veda Paragaha, those people who have done Shravanam and Mananam, thereby those who have clear, doubt-free vision of, ascertained vision of the self. Those who understood clearly the teaching of the Vedanta Shastram, the men of clear knowledge of Vedantic wisdom, they alone have the vision of the reality as the substance of the substantive Atma, which is non-dual, secondless, the existence of the universe, and which is division, indivisible consciousness. Is it clear? Which means, here again, you have to remember, matter is non-identical with Atma. Matter is inseparable from Atma, but it is no independent existence. And matter is not the part of the Atma also, because matter is, Atma is nirvikalpaha, divisionless, partless. So what is matter then? Not the part, not the property, not the product. Not independent. Non-separate. Therefore mithya. Understand? But now, here we are talking about the Veda Paragaha. This Veda Paragaha, one who has done Shravanam, Mananam and Nididhyasanam, thereby one who has a clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the reality. As what? As the substance of the substantive Atma, I, the Self. Being conscious, indivisible, partless, non-dual, secondless consciousness, the existence of the universe. And who is the one who can become a Veda Paragaha? Munihi. Munayaha. Munayaha is a plural word, isn't it? Munayaha. Munihi singular, Munayaha plural. Munayaha alone become Veda Paragaha. That means what? Munihi means what? The one who is of clear thinking. Munihi manana shilaha munihi. One who has clear thinking. Alone can become Veda Paragaha. For the one to become a Veda Paragaha, to become the one with the doubt-free ascertained vision of the subject matter of the Shastram, he must be what? He must be the Munihi. Munihi means the one who is one whose thinking is very clear. Here, very interesting. Who is the one who has clear thinking? Therefore, who is the one who is eligible to become Veda Paragaha? Here, Gaudapada Acharya says, the person of clear thinking is the one who understands the connections. What connections? Sambandha. First of all, the person of clear thinking is the one who has diagnosed the very disease of samsara. Many a time we do not even know we are sick. We are sick, we do not know we are sick, and we think we are very healthy. Really, I recognized only last year, and I never went to the doctor in my whole life. I never had any medicines. Anything, no injections, nothing, never gulped one tablet in my lifetime. Last time we went for blood checkup, only they said you have high cholesterol, all sorts of problems. I was eating well, sleeping well, walking well, jumping well, plump. Suddenly they tell you all these things. So only you have diagnosed, no? Only then you can be cautious. Of what you're eating, isn't it? So what I'm saying, see, diagnosis, that clear thinking person is the one who first of all diagnoses the very disease of samsara. Thereafter, he understands definitely there is a samsara nivrittihi is a choiceless end. Now, becoming free from bondage, samsara, is a choiceless end. And then he understands the connection between samsaraha and ajnanam. The person of clear thinking knows the connection between ajnanam and samsara. Therefore, he knows the connection between knowledge and ignorance. Knowledge alone can remove the ignorance, which is the cause of samsara. Therefore, for the removal of samsara, removal of ignorance is important. For the removal of ignorance, knowledge alone is needed. One who knows these connections. Jnana dvara, through knowledge, removal of ignorance is freedom from samsara. He knows these connections. And thereby, this person of clear thinking also knows, for the knowledge of the truth as the self, shastram being the pramanam also is very clear. There are many people, this is where they get stuck. Everything is fine. Why can't we say the worldwide, all over, the rishis must have existed? Why only in India? Who refuse? Who can refuse this? Of course, the Mahatmas, the men of great men of clear vision of the reality, the rishis must have existed all over the world. Might have existed all over the world. Nobody can prove it. No, the rishis did not exist anywhere in the world, only in India. Nobody can say that. Rishis, Mahatmas must have, even in India, only known rishis are very few. Unknown, entro mahanubhavalu, unknown people, so many Mahatmas. They must have died unknown. Who can say that? Only very few. So many. In the same way, many might have existed all over the world also. And all over the world, there might have been literature available, even though it may be there. Who can deny it? But what we deny is, there is no teaching tradition. The sampradaya is not there anywhere. Is it clear? Teaching tradition is not there. The teaching tradition is not there. The knowledge, the wisdom, the literature, the text, everything is as good as non-existent. Because pramanam has to be operated. It is not your own eyes to keep it closer, to keep it open like this. But the pramanam which is outside of you has to be handled properly, isn't it? You need a methodology. The teaching tradition is not there. Because the teaching tradition, without the teaching tradition, okay, that is why. But Vedanta Shastram, even today, the vision of rishis, even today, the teaching tradition is available. That is why we say Vedanta Pramanam. And here, what can Gaudapada Acharya say? He can't talk about Pramanam existing elsewhere in the world. There's someone he denies the existence of Pramanams elsewhere. At the same time, very authentically we say, if there is a teaching tradition available, who can deny it? Where is the teaching tradition? I will leave it to you now, to find out whether there is any other Pramanam available. Therefore, here, the person of clear thinking, the Munihi, is the one who knows samsara being there, who knows samsara nivritti being the choiceless end, who knows ajnanam being the cause of samsara, who understands jnanam being the only solution for removal of samsara, through the removal of ignorance. And for that jnanam, shastram being the pramanam, he understands. Therefore, he knows the connection between shastram and jnanam, jnanam and ajnanam, ajnanam and samsara. Understand? He knows the connections. And thereby, one who knows the Shastram and this teacher also, the connection. And not only that, even the teaching is available. My mind, just now Vipinji asked me, only with the mind. Of course the mind. These instruments are given for what? For them to make the best use of them, isn't it? If you most of the time we have very good mind and intellect. We do not make the best use of that. We don't sharpen our intellect. We make it dull and duller and dullest actually. In fact, it should be, if we make the best use of our intellect, it will become sharper and sharper, like a glowing diamond, isn't it? It can illumine anything in the world. So that intellect, now, for that to be used properly, make the best use of our intellect, our mind must be kept in check. Mind means what? Emotional side of the mind. And for which you should be able to manage your thoughts. For which you have to choicelessly live a life of dharma. One who understands the connection between the condition of the mind and the shastra's effectiveness. And also thereby, they will understand the connection between the dharma and the mind. One who understands all these connections is the man of clear thinking. The man of clear thinking who can make right appropriate efforts. Thereby he will be successful in having the vision of the Shastram, which will result in the vision of the reality as the substance of the substantive Atma. Okay, Munihi, given the meaning of the word Munibihi, Veda Paragaihi. Now, so who is the Munihi here? He says, Vita Raga Bayakrodaihi we have. Vita Raga Bayakrodaha. Ragaha, passion, attachment. Krodaha, anger. Bhayam, fear. Anxiety. Vita, the one from whom all these things have gone. The one from whom fear has gone. There's no more afflictions of fear. This person is no more afflicted by fear, anxiety, anger or attachment. Which means all these emotions are very well managed by him. Which means he is not afflicted by any of them anymore. It is very important. Shastra study will become, see, the more you study Shastram, you will become more and more capable of managing your Kama, Krodha, Lobha, Moha, Madha, Matsarya. The more you are able to manage them, the more you will be able to study well. The more you are able to understand, grasp well. So Kama, so he says, Vita Raga Bayakrodhaihi Munibhihi Veda Paragaihi Ayam Atma Drishtaha Bhavati. The substance of the substantive, I, the Atma, becomes revealed, becomes known by these people, becomes revealed to these people. Who are the people? Vita Raga Bhayakrodaha Munayaha Veda Paragaha. So in Jnanam, nothing is. Okay, external differences are not there. What about the internal differences? What about anger is different from jealousy? Jealousy is different from hatred. Hate different from attachment, fear, desire. What about this? Isn't the difference between all these emotions? Yes. Is a difference then? Yes. Difference is not a thought. Understand? There is no vritti, difference vritti. Difference is not, difference has no jealousy, hatred or anger. Difference has no fear. Understand? There is no anger, jealousy, hatred, desire, difference. Is there? Is there an object of thought called desire, the difference? There is an object of thought called what? Desire. There is an object of thought called attachment. There is an object of thought called passion, anger. Is an object of thought called a difference? Yes? Yes. No. Understand? Therefore, no difference. And for the in jnanam, once you become Veda Paragaha, as a Munihi, you put appropriate efforts. Then you become a Veda Paragaha, the person of clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the substance, of the substantive I, the knower Atma. All the words are mithya, all the differences are mithya for you. Where is the jealousy? Where is the hatred? Where is the anger? When I itself is not there, can there be anything? The possessor and the possessiveness, sense of possession, all be negated as mithya. Where is the possessed then? How can it be possessed? Isn't it? Everything is mithya. What he wants to teach from these four verses, the rest of the four, he only teaches the dharma. Dharma means he emphasizes the sadhana, the means for what is it you want requires to have this abstract vision of the abstract truth.
Tasmadevam viditvainam.
Tasmadevam viditvainam.
Got the meaning of the previous verse? 30th verse is clear?
Tasmadevam viditvainam.
Tasmadevam viditvainam.
Advaite.
Advaite.
Yojayet smritim.
Yojayet smritim.
Advaitam.
Advaitam.
Samanuprapya.
Samanuprapya.
Jadavallokamacharet.
Jadavallokamacharet.
I changed it.
No way.
Tasmadevam viditvainam.
Tasmadevam
viditvainam. Advaite. Advaite. Yojayet smritim.
Yojayet smritim.
Advaitam.
Advaitam.
Samanuprapya.
Samanuprapya.
Jadavallokamacharet.
He concluded that whole thing. He concluded. The previous mantra made very clear. First of all, we have to become a person of, one has to become a person of clear thinking. Then once you become a person of clear thinking, then everything will be in its proper place. Then you understand the connections, you know the means, you know the end, you know the appropriate efforts, and you will have the vision. So appropriate efforts for appropriate desirable end, there must be clear thinking first. Sometimes our efforts become inappropriate, therefore end is something completely unexpected or non-desirable because it is not preceded by clear thinking. Therefore, we have to pray to Bhagavan first of all to bless us with a clear thinking so that our efforts will be appropriate. And once efforts are appropriate, how can end be inappropriate? Isn't it? That's what is said very clearly in the 35th Karika, the 36th Karika. Now Krishna, Gaudapacharya says, Tasmat. Therefore, whenever therefore comes, you have to remember, he is concluding. Therefore, what should we do? Evam viditva enam. Evam in this manner. In the manner it has been unfolded above in this the whole chapter. Enam viditva. Enam means Ivanai, in the Atmavai, this self. Yena means objective of this Eshaha, I am. Isn't it? I am Atma, this self. Yenam is objective form of Yenam, in the Atmavai. Having known, Viditva, having arrived at, having understood. Having understood, known, as no, having gained a vision of this self. Having arrived at the substance or the substantive Atma, I, enam evam viditva, what have I arrived at now? I have arrived at it, but still the knowledge is not effective. I have done shravanam, mananam, I have very clear vision of I aham, you know, I have everything. I was Munihi, I was a person of clear thinking, I understood the connections, I made appropriate efforts, I've done Sravanam, Mananam, I got a clear, doubt-free understanding of everything being Mithya, all that is here is only Brahma, I understand. Still, the knowledge is not effective. If you say, he says what? Only thing that you need to do is Nididhyasanam. Nididhyasanam, isn't it? May you constantly dwell upon your Swarupam, which you have clearly ascertained. So, he says that now, Smritim Advaite Yojayet. Now, for you, in your understanding is so clear, doubt-free. Non-dual reality, all that is here is non-dual reality, secondless reality. So Advaitam is a word. What is non-dual here? Consciousness. Isn't it? You arrived at it. Therefore, having arrived at that reality, then what should you do? May you place your mind, attention totally in that non-dual reality. May you dwell upon that, dwell upon the nature of that reality. Advaite smritim yojayet. Smritihi literally means memory. But here, what is memory? You understood very clearly. Therefore, it is Atma never becomes object of memory. Okay? Atma is ever evident thing. Therefore, here, Smritihi means your mind. May you place your mind in the vision, nature of the reality which you have understood clearly through Shravanam and Mananam. May you dwell upon. Therefore, Smriti means what? What you've already understood, which you are seeing it as now as very Swarupam, isn't it? Therefore, may one dwell upon the nature of one's reality, one's own Swarupam, the reality which one has understood through Shravanam and Mananam. So may one contemplate upon. Smritim Yojayet. Mind is here. Shastra subject matter is here, isn't it? Not outside. The mind is not in Shastram, mind is ayoga, isn't it? The mind is placed, the attention is focused on the nature of reality, that is yoga. Yojayet means, may one place one's attention of the mind in that non-dual reality. That is why, if you do not know what the reality is, how can you place your mind in the nature of the reality? Ilya, you should know first. That is why, simply without having understood what the reality is, and having our own understanding of something, if you simply sit and meditate, what will you meditate on? Meditate, 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 meditate. What are you going to meditate on? All the time you are meditating only on something or the other, isn't it? Simply, what will you meditate on? Now meditate on. Do you know what the truth is? To meditate on the truth? Meditating means what? Just dragging the mind from elsewhere. Placing the mind in something. In one thing. Is meditation. And that mind, if what you place, that one thing on which your mind is placed is the truth, then it is contemplation. Isn't it? That is why meditation is not contemplation. But contemplation is meditation, wherein the object of meditation is the very truth, abstract reality, is the object of your focus, which is not an object, which is the very soul, neither the subject, which is neither the knower nor the known, but the very swarupam of the one who focuses. Is it clear? Therefore, smritim yojayet. See, it's all small information, very subtle, very important information. The whole jagat is going for searching. They all interest in meditation. They think it's intellectual exercise, studying Shastram. Throw away the books. Come and sit and close your eyes and meditate. What will you meditate on? Sit for years and years. Truth will never stumble upon truth. Maximum you can put all your thoughts to sleep. Of course, isn't the truth in meditation then? Of course, truth is always there. It should be revealed to you. That's the problem, isn't it? Truth never is away from you. Thank God. Truth never goes away anywhere. Isn't it? Truth cannot go away anywhere. Truth never is it absent. Truth is always there, everywhere there, wherever you are. In fact, in truth everything is. So truth cannot go anywhere. Always it is there, everywhere it is there. But the truth should become revealed to you, isn't it? How the recognition of the truth is not possible. How many ever years and years you sit in meditation? Maximum the ant hill can form on you. You sit for years, like Valmika. The Valmika can form on you because you've been sitting like this. You may have all sorts of powers by doing that, putting all your thoughts to sleep, but truth will never become revealed. Understand? Therefore, the Shravana Mananam will bless you with the vision of the truth. And having arrived at the truth, and you place your attention on the truth, understand? You place a mind on the truth, then you see in the long run, then you see that vision being effective. Effective means what now? You become absolute, you resolve everything, including all your thoughts, everything. That is what is reveling in the vision of non-duality. Non-dual reality. also smritim yojayet. Then the knowledge will be effective. So, tasmat evam enam viditva, having arrived at the truth, advaite smritim yojayet, may one contemplate upon that self, spiritual self. Then, okay, by dwelling upon that non-dual reality, advaitam samanuprapya, and having accomplished anuprapya, as a consequence of contemplation, having accomplished the ascertained, unforgettable, ever remembered vision of the non-dual reality, as the only substance here, then what happens? Jadavatu loka macharet, may one live like a jadam, inert person. Should we work so hard for this? Jadavat means, don't think you should remain like a stone. How a stone, no, a stone is not affected by anything. Go and scold the stone. Now go and break your head on a stone. Stone does not complain. Why? It is jadam. But you are not jadam. Your consciousness. Consciousness also does not complain. Jadam also does not complain. Therefore, you be as consciousness. Okay? Then what now? You are like the jadam. Jadavate loka macharet, which means you will remain unafflicted, affected, then nothing can come and really cause any disturbance, any pain, anything. Okay, that's what not being a non-disturbable, non-afflictable is what jadavat loka acharanam. Whatever happens, no news, really? Everything you'll say like this. This building is going to fall soon now. I'm foolishly, quickly get up and walk. But still, this intelligent, prudent action is important, but there's no anxiety and fear, isn't it? This is very important. Jadaval loka acharanam. Don't think, oh, I should live like a stone then. Not living like a stone. Your response to the world will be like a stone. The stone does not respond because it is inert. You don't respond. What does it mean? Because you don't really value anything. Understand? Beautiful, isn't it?
Swami, we could tell that to the people in Boston and Texas at the moment.
Even the pressure of wanting to tell anybody anything also will not be there. Why should we go and tell boss people in Boston and anything? Isn't it? We should not be like people in Boston and Texas. That's what I'm saying.
But they had explosion.
Explosions are all over. See, even Bangalore we had explosion. The explosions are all over. I'm not saying, you're right, Amma, you're right. But what I'm saying, this is for understanding. I want to be seriously, understand things seriously here. You met what I'm saying? See, we'll be, as a wise person, we can act prudently. The prudent action is different from know, reaction. Because in prudent action, as a wise person, when a wise person acts prudently, there's objectivity. There's no doership and jarship. There's no fear of the result of action. There's no anxiety about what the result will be, what's going to happen. Completely, there is fearlessness. There is anxiety, freedom from anxiety, fear. No emotion can even arise in the mind of a wise person. If they arise also, they can't afflict. Even because some previous samskar or something comes also, this objectivity, completely unaffected. That's why jadavat lokam acharet. Jadaval loka acharana means what now? Responding to the world appropriately. The appropriate response to the world without anxiety, fear. And without the sense of being afflicted. How? Advaitam samanuprapya. Having accomplished that vision of non-duality of the truth. How? Placing the mind in non-dual reality. You become what now? You become accomplisher of the vision of non-duality, ascertained vision of non-duality, then you will become unafflictable person. You become unafflicted, non-afflictable person. This is called what? Non-afflictability is meant by the word jadavalla, jadavat acharanam. You live like a jadam. Isn't it? Somebody comes and tells something, stone. You look very ugly, you know. Stone tells. Stone, huh? How do you can say that? I meet, I'll show it other times, stone is stone. You also like that. Isn't it? There's no guilt, there's no hurt, there's no I sense, there's no. Everything is okay. The last two mantras I'll do next class, and I'll next class we'll do last two more karikas, and I also do the summary of the whole Advaita Prakaranam. Then we will start this Vaitya Prakaranam. Then we'll start fresh the Advaita Prakaranam when all of you will be back, and I really don't want to miss anybody to miss the Advaita Prakaranam. Next class we'll have summary and the two more karikas will finish.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.